Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Marcus in Livonia. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, so I know obviously yesterday was devastating with Hutch, but I think we still need to make a move just to get us back into, well, I think we are Super Bowl contenders, but I think we could just use a little bit more help on the D-line, obviously since Marcus Davenport's getting hurt and DJ Reader's a little injury prone. I think we can make a move for Max Crosby in a few weeks, but I trust all my faith in Brad Holmes.
He's great.
There are big moves that can be made. Brad Holmes has been awesome. You know, if there is true accessibility to Crosby, I would have no problem with them going big. I honestly don't expect it. I expect there to be some subtle move and that it turns out to be really, really good and cheap. But he's never been in this situation before, Marcus. So this is totally, completely unprecedented. So,
yeah, I know. It's just an unfortunate scenario that happened yesterday.
Yeah, it sucked.
We won, but at what cost, really?
It sucked. We just got the
Speaking
announcement.
Speaking of suck.
Of a start time for Michigan, Michigan State. 7:30 at the Big House, Saturday, October 26th.
I thought you had pull, man.
I have no pull.
I thought you had pull.
I have no pull.
I mean, is Michigan State's entire season going to be played at night?
Well, who do they have the week after? Like, you're just fed up with night games.
I'm so sick of night games. I don't, from a personal standpoint, if they're on the road, they're playing at night, I'm fine with it. Because I can sit in my house and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But when they're at home and I'm contemplating whether or not I'm going to go to the game for any game at Michigan State, it's a downer for night because I don't want to get home at 3 o'clock in the morning because of the way things work.
That'll be Michigan State's fifth consecutive night game, sixth overall. They've already got Purdue as listed as a night game because it's a Friday night game. So we're looking at 7 of their 12 regular season games minimum will be night games.
Just look at the rest of the schedule and think, why are we so lucky? And realizing the Big Ten schedule that day. I don't know.
Well, look, I mean, it's what's funny about this is I get some of you absolutely love the night game. But as we like to say,
if I were a student, I'd love it.
If we're not going to speak on our own behalf, right. Who will?
Love it if I was a student.
Yep.
God. I was just talking to Evan, super fan, Michigan State super fan, and just how every game is at night for Michigan State, man. It is nonstop night games for Michigan State. I think you're in that area where you're not great, obviously, this year, but you have a big enough name where, you know, you could throw them on Michigan State on a night game, and your average fan knows who Michigan State is. They got cool helmets, cool uniform or something, and just night after night.
Every damn week. I mean,
why don't they just go ahead and announce Indiana 7:30, at Illinois 7:30, Rutgers 7:30, just play the whole thing at night. But I can't stand night games because I hate the waiting around. I like getting
it's a long day.
It's a long, long day. But hey, not for everybody.
Long day.
Penn State at Wisconsin is also at night. Michigan State's on the Big Ten Network at night. 7:30 start at the Big House. So, hey.
I mean.
There you go. I'll stop complaining. Hey,
I'm going to keep complaining. USC. Oh, USC's a Friday night game. So they're playing at home on Friday night.
That same weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Oregon's playing Saturday afternoon at home against Illinois. Why not Oregon get the night game?
Huh? Illinois at Oregon?
Yeah. Why not that be at night?
Well, there were two.
And then Penn State and Wisconsin could play at night. And then, you know, we can have a 3:30 kick. That's not going to happen, though.
No. It's just those are long days of waiting.
It's going to be a chaos.
Well, that's the other thing.
It's going to be a mess.
Well, some people love the chaos.
You going to dress up, Doug, in the booth, you and John, for Halloween?
No, I'm not.
No?
Nope.
Should I dress up?
Yes.
Sit in the press box?
Yes.
Dressed up?
The crowd of students are going to be all dressed up, ready to go to Halloween parties after.
Will they? I mean, it's 5 days before Halloween.
Dude, that's the weekend, it's though, the week. Man.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know how this works.
I guess I do. Damn it. All right, back to your phone calls. 248-539-9797. John in Livonia. Hi, John.
Carson Anderson, how we doing?
Okay. All right, John.
How are you?
I'm all right. That Hutch injury sucked yesterday, I ain't gonna lie.
Yep.
But what we need to do is get Max Crosby. I don't know what the speculation is. That guy fits the gritty Lions. He's from the pier. He went to Eastern. He is the perfect fit. There is no one else I'd rather have leading this Detroit defense than Max freaking Crosby. He's an animal.
I mean, it would be great to get him. It would be great to get him. I don't know. If I were Vegas, I wouldn't trade him in this era of how you can turn it around quickly. But if they're going to make him accessible, I really hope that Brad Holmes is in contact with them, and I suspect he will be.
Yeah, Vegas is a bunch of bombs. Who knows? They suck anyway. They should just rebuild already, you know?
I agree.
I don't know what they're doing.
We'll help them out.
With their thumb up there, you know?
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
I hope so, too.
Yep.
All right. You guys have a good one. Thanks
you too.
For taking my call.
The weird thing is Max Crosby has made subtle overtures to Detroit. With the mic'd up thing where he was talking to Penei Sewell that went viral, him talking about how great what he hears about Dan Campbell, to the podcast where he said, well, if I weren't with the Raiders, I guess the team I would choose is Detroit. I mean, it's so strange to be a organization that is now a destination organization in the NFL. People want to be a part of it, so why not take advantage of it? Why not take advantage of it? It'd be great. It'd be great.
It seems like the Raiders, according to Adam Schefter, weren't even entertaining the thought when there were inquiries that came, I guess, earlier in the year. But things can change.
Things can change.
Season goes on, you're not winning football games, and you find yourself in rebuild mode like the Raiders are. They have to find their franchise quarterback. Do they want to get more draft capital to ensure that they get that guy?
Well, the problem with the line, I mean, it would, if you go back to the Khalil Mack trade, that was like five draft picks for Khalil Mack and a third rounder, I think it was. Maybe it was a second rounder, but it included two firsts. So, I mean, Vegas moved a player like this before, so you probably start there. You probably start there. But, you know, I mean, again, I wouldn't trade him if I were them. But 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe in Ferndale. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Proper East Side greeting. What up, dude?
What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks. So, I want to get to the Lions real quick, but a couple of things. Tigers, thank you. Great season. Love you. Bless you, boys. Let's move it on. And congratulations this week, and thank you for everything, Mr. Big Shot, on your acceptance into the Hall.
Yep.
I'm sure you guys will be covering some Chauncey Billups, but going to the Lions, that be the ultimate dream. Even before Hutch got hurt, there was talk that they'd like to bring them both together to play, be the best pair in the NFL history. Possibly, but people are short-sighted on looking at Hendrickson, who might be available out of Cincinnati, as well as Buffalo might be willing to move Von Miller. What do you think?
Well, Von Miller hasn't really done anything since he hurt his knee. He tore his ACL against the Lions last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's also got some off-field stuff that doesn't look so good, even though he's denied it. So that doesn't
didn't
sound
know about
like
that.
Yeah, it didn't sound like a candidate for the Lions. Hendrickson's a name that's been brought about. I think we all like Trey Hendrickson a lot, but is Cincinnati? I don't think Cincinnati's ready to throw an anatologist.
They yet. Might be 5-4 in 3 weeks.
You think?
Well, if you look at their schedule, they got Cleveland, Philly, and Vegas coming up.
And they got a really good offense, and you know their defense needs to get better, but it doesn't get better if they lose Trey Hendrickson.
Certainly the dream sequence is Max, but I, like you guys, why would you, if you're rebuilding and you're looking for that quarterback and things, you've got other parts, why would you get rid of other parts that are already what you need and then you got to start over there too.
Yep.
So I just don't see him. I'd love to see him here, but I don't see it happening. And Brad and the money, you guys talked about how he conservatively spent the offseason. I listened to you day after day. Why isn't he spending this? Why? Now we kind of.
Well, this is.
He's, glad maybe he's,
it's the rainy day fund, right? And it can be awfully useful at a time like this. Said. It can be really useful.
He called it every day. Yep. And I'm like, what do you mean rainy day? Well, my apologies. Now I understand.
Well, now he's got to go use it.